You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Name is Governor Matt Wilhelm. I'll tell you one guy who is not worried about Dwayne Bowe's ability to come in and make an impact.
Who's
on
that?
Sunday. It is Dwayne Bowe. He said, when it's time to make plays, I've been doing it my whole career, so that's not going to change. There you go.
Oh, we can only hope.
Dwayne Bowe. I would love it.
Do we know what we're wearing on the West Coast yet?
We're wearing our brown jerseys, white pants, brown socks.
Okay.
Again, brown jerseys, white pants,
so
brown socks.
Is San Diego going to be whited out, or are they going to have blue pants? What's your guess? The blue pants.
Blue pants, white, the navy pants, white jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Can both sides wear white pants?
Yeah.
Simultaneously?
Yeah. Sure. I think so. I don't see why not. It's the jersey that differentiates them anyway.
Okay. All right. We'll find out when we get down to San Diego.
Or could they be wearing their alternates? No, they're not going to wear alternates.
They wouldn't wear powder blue if we were wearing brown.
Right. You're right.
They got to be going white up top.
But
how often did you ever go all white?
No, they've gone all white since like I was gone. They've gone all white. Like they call it like a white out.
You would always wear white top.
White on navy. Yeah. We went all navy 1 week and the owner doesn't like all navy. He won't go all navy ever again.
I like that look.
I know, but he won't do it ever again. They haven't done it since they changed uniforms.
You guys should do an all
powder
blue. Don't
say you guys.
The Chargers.
There you go.
An all powder blue.
That'd be ugly.
Be awesome.
No.
Little Carolina blue head to toe. I think it would be pretty good. All right. 216-578-0850. And Dino, let's get a little Friday forecast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Number one.
All right, gentlemen. The Browns will win Sunday if blank.
They score more points. No. The Browns will win Sunday if... Gosh, there's so many things that you could identify. I will go again, as I did last week, and we spent a good portion of a segment on. The Browns will win Sunday if they can affect Phillip Rivers, because they hang their hat on passing the football, and they're fourth in the NFL with it. If they can affect Phillip Rivers, knock him on his butt, sack him, pass breakups, you know, bat down, all those things. Affect Phillip Rivers, you can win this football game on the road.
Can they go out and dominate at the point of attack on both sides of the ball? If they control the line of scrimmage against an injury-ravaged offensive line of the Chargers, they will do fine defensively. If they do the same offensively and run the football like everybody else has done on this Chargers team, the Browns will be fine. The roadmap to victory in this one is not as complicated as it seems. For a team being a 7.5-point favorite, you'd think it was really a no-chancer. I don't see it that way at all. I think it's pretty simple what the Browns have to do, and that is just do what they have been built to do and what they say they are going to do all year long.
Number two.
All right, what's more important for the Browns to do Sunday, guys? Run the ball well or stop the run?
Run the ball well. I believe we have to run the ball well. It coincides with what Nathan just said in regards to, you know, owning the point of attack. I referenced it early in the show about two teams last night that ran the football very well and dominated the point of the attack offensively. Cleveland Browns need to do it because they've stated that that is the recipe for us winning football games. And I think the quarterback with a strong run game, doesn't matter who it is, Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, it makes their job so much easier.
Absolutely. To me, we could stop the run and Phillip Rivers could still light us up.
Yep.
And we might not win. If we run the football, I think it puts us in a significantly better chance of winning. Because what does it do? It opens up your play action. What does it do? It helps you control the clock and keep Phillip Rivers and Melvin Gordon and Keenan Allen and Dan Woodhead and Steve Johnson and Ladarius Green and Malcolm Floyd off of the field. Running the football will absolutely be key for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, but...
Number three.
And not only will I ask a question, we will go...
Fact or fiction.
The Browns will hold the Chargers to under 150 yards rushing on Sunday.
Okay. 2 weeks in a row, a part of
They're
the PNC Bank
3,
Cleveland.
By the way.
Yeah, right. They're 0 for 3. I'm going to say fact.
Yeah.
150 yards is a lot of yards on the ground, and we've gone 0 for 3. The Ravens went 0 for 3 when it comes to wins and losses, and they got one last night somehow, some way, and I think the Cleveland Browns get it fixed. And a lot of it has to do with early in the football game. because the Chargers are probably the most prominent team in football to deviate away from the run and put it all on their quarterback to make those throws. And as you stated, 88% of the time, they've been behind in football games.
88%! It's a big number.
It is a big number.
It's like 88 miles an hour.
Big number. But not as big. Not as big. It's got to be fact. If we're talking about a Browns victory, it's got to be a fact. Now you could say, well, they beat the Titans, and the Titans did it. Yes, I know that. But if they give up that many rushing yards to Melvin Gordon, Danny Woodhead, Phillip Rivers dissects them, it's going to be a problem. So I'm going to say fact because it needs to be a fact.
All right. Finally, guys. Number four. You both already called your shots, and you both called a Browns victory. Da Kid taking San Diego. Here's what I want to know, though. Yeah, boo. Who will throw for more yards on Sunday? Josh McCown or Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers.
Come on, man.
Phillip Rivers. And that plays into the fact that we will keep them below 150 rushing yards, and we may, in fact, be darn close to that number.
Phil Rivers. All right. That's it for the Friday forecast. Again, what were your scores for the Browns winning on Sunday?
31-27.
24-20.
All right. That is the Friday forecast.
Indeed it is, Dino. All right, final thoughts on week four when we come back. 216-578-0850, your last chance to call your shot. It's the Browns and the Chargers this Sunday at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego.